We begin by Zer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Nun Beis. Issa Yichud V'Sha'a Kreves B'Noshim. Also, Lus Yachanim Shemisha, a man may not be alone under the circumstances we're going to learn with a woman. The halacha goes, of course, both ways. A man is not allowed to have Yichud with a woman, and a woman is not allowed to have Yichud with a man. And this halacha applies whether the woman is married or not. Ben Yalda Ben Zakena, whether she's young or old, Ben Yisrael, Ben Nachris, Jewish or not Jewish, Ben Kravosai, Ben Ena Kravosai, whether they're related or not. One could be alone with a sister only temporarily, different opinions. Some say only 3 days, and some say up to 30 days. But certainly they may not, a single brother and sister may not live together with each other on a permanent basis. A father could be alone with his daughter, and so too his granddaughters and great-granddaughters. Same thing, a mother with a son and grandsons and great-grandsons. And furthermore, a husband may be alone with his wife, even in a situation when she's in nida. If his wife was there, this is the heter of Ishta Mishamritai, Mutalus Yachid Gam Macheris, then he may be alone with another woman, Nesh Ishta Mishamritai. But that's in that halacha applies even if his wife is sleeping, or as long as she is not in some sort of an induced sleep, sleeping pill, there we may have to be more machram. Av Yisrael Tesyachid Yisraelis Loi Tesyachid Many Yehudi, a Jewish woman should not be alone with any Yehudi. I feel Ishta Ima, even when the any Yehudi's wife is with him. I feel him Hema Arbe any Yehudim Nishasayim Imaim, even if there are many non-Jews with their wives, like the Siachrim Imaim. The Paiskim rely on the het of Ishta Mishamritai, not only if he and his wife are in the same home, but even if he and his wife are in the same, if his wife in the same town, we also could be makel on Ishtim. There are also paiskim that say that any of the women who one could have yichud with, a mother, for example, could serve as a shoymeres to prevent him from having a problem of yichud if his mother is there, for example. Sif gimel isha'enim ish achas mischedes if shnei isha'em ksherim. One woman could be alone with two people who are kosher, and the chazok is that people are kosher unless we know differently. But that's only by day in the city. Ava besoda, outside of the city, or belailo at night, afilu beir, even if they're in the city, then being in shloisha noshim ksherim, we need three men. The halacha driving in a car. So there are a number of halachas. Number one, the car, the windows can't be tinted. If the windows are tinted, it becomes much more complicated. And it has to be a road where there are constantly cars going on every couple of minutes. But if it's a road that's deserted, it becomes much more complicated. And peritzim, the people who are not careful, loyalim tesiach rafilam kamam, then you can't be alone with them, even with a number of men. Elmken is the same imam, unless you have three women, unless you have a number of people. Then ish echrim shtei nashim, one woman, but when we have the set of ishtim shamritai, as long as we have one couple that's there, that makes the entire situation mutter. Vish echrim shtei nashim, oslos yachid, a man may not be alone with two women. Vim shloisha a yoyser yesh matirim, but if with three women, there are those that are lenient. If he's not a person that's very familiar and comes in a lot of contact with women, there are times where yichud is always mutter, a mother, a woman and her mother-in-law, a woman and his mother-in-law's and her mother-in-law's daughter, a woman and her stepdaughter, two yivamis, that means two sister-in-laws from two brothers, two wives of one husband. Also, we could have a heter of yichud that if there are in the there a boy or a girl who's between 5 and 9. However, that doesn't work at night where the children are typically sleeping, and then we would need to have more children. With a nachri, we can never rely on the heter of relying on children to be the shomer. Sif Dalet, Isha Shabala Beir, when you have a woman whose husband's in the city, Ein Choshen L'Shiachad Imam, then there's no concern of Yichud, Neish Emes Baal, her husband is watching. Sif Hei Baisha Paschal Pesuch L'Shus Rabim, a home which is open to L'Shus Rabim, Ein Shem Issa Yichud B'Yom B'Tchilas Laila, there is no concern of Yichud during the day and the beginning of night. Kozman Shabnei Odom, Ivram Shem Rechayv, as long as there are people going back and forth in the street. Here there's a very big machlaikas. What does it mean, an open door? Does it mean that the door is actually open, ajar? Or is the fact that the door is unlocked is enough? If there's a window through which people could see into the apartment where the man and woman are, it's treated like Pesach Pesuach. And then there's a chiddush from the Chabina Rav that if somebody has a key to the apartment where this man and woman are, and this man could use this key whenever he wants to enter, that says the Chabina Rav is in the same category as Pesach Pesuach. But if there's a familiarity between this man and woman, Kagan Shagodlimo, they were raised together, Shikravasu, the relatives, or Shabali, his or Isa, Shloitus Yachnemai, or there's a specific concern about this man with this woman, Harez Loitus Yachnemai, she shouldn't be alone with him, Afilabal Beir, even when her husband's in the city, Afilabai Shapasa Pasuk Shus Rabbim, or in a home that's open to Shus Rabbim. As far as Yichud in an elevator, so certainly an elevator that could open up on any floor, and you don't know if it will or won't, there's no problem of Yichud. But even one of these elevators that go express and don't open up till a certain floor, if they are very, there's not a long time till they get there, there's no problem of Yichud. And furthermore, if there's cameras in the elevators, that also will prevent the problem of Yichud. Sivav tonight, she pukus me by Shal Shonim, a girl who's under 3 years old, Matar L'Siachrima, we could have yichud with her. When you have a boy who's under 9 years old, there's no problem of yichud. Someone who doesn't have a wife should not be a teacher of children. Their mothers are constantly coming to bring and take their sons. And that causes a situation of yichud. You don't have to have that in order to save the problem, that have your wife there all the time. As long as she is nearby and knows where he is, that's good enough. A woman should not teach young boys, even if her husband's in town, unless they're living together. We need to be concerned about the fathers who are bringing their sons to school.